Klal Yisrael is going through a very difficult and worrying period, a shvera melchuma in Eretz Yisrael, and the Soinei Yisrael across the world are all rearing their heads. And Yidden feel threatened, Yidden are intimidated and worried about the future. Yid Gimel Kislev is the Yutzat of the Zayda, the Chodkev Rebbe, Sechissa Yugin Aleinu Vakol Yisroel. He was one of the great Gedoyle Yisroel, a Groser Goan and Tzaddik and Kudosh, who was one of the main Manhigim of Klal Yisroel in the years before the Second World War and before the First World War. And on his Yutzat, it's a dover be'itoi, this man is goyrim, we should be a bissel misboinen. In some of the vertebus the Rebbe said, who also lived through difficult and trying times, much anti-Semitism which was in Poland in the years before the war. And take a chizik from his words, which can be a chizik for us in our present situation. The Rebbe became Rebbe on Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres was actually the day now the war broke out. His father, the Alter Chodkev Rebbe, was Nifter on Hoshana Rabbe. Hoshana Rabbe Tufresh Samach Dalet 1904. And after the Alter Chodkev Rebbe was Nifter, so his son, Rabbi Sul Chodkev, took over. And he spoke for the first time as Rebbe on Leil Shmini Atzeres. And his very first Torah, which he gave as Rebbe, was about Milchemes Goig Imogoig. This was his very first opening words to his Hasidim. And he quoted a medrash, a very interesting medrash in Tehillim, on Perek Beis in Tehillim, where David HaMelech says that will be a time when Yisyatzvi Malchei Eretz V'roiznim Noizdi Yochad. Will come a time when the Malchei Eretz, the kings and the governments of the world, V'roiznim, with their princes and the heads of their countries, will come together Noizdi Yachad Al Hashem Va'al Mashichoi, against the Rabbeinu Shloilam and against Mashiach. Says the Medrash, what does this refer to? And the Medrash tells us as follows: Aririm Heim Horashoim, cursed are all the Rashoim Shehem Mekayimim Eitzah Al Yisroel, which they look for a way how to destroy and to topple Klal Yisroel. And each Rosha tries to outdo the other and say, I've got a better way of getting rid of Klal Yisroel. And the Medrash says as follows: Esav Omar, said Esav, Shoita Hoya Kayin. Kayin was a fool who he killed his brother Hevel. He had a brother Hevel at Tzaddik, and he killed his brother Hevel in the lifetime of Udom HaRishon. Did he not realize that Udom HaRishon will have more children? Said Esav, Kayin is a fool that he killed Hevel whilst Udom was still alive. Said Esav, Ani eini oisekein. I won't do this. I will wait until Yitzchok Avini has been nifter. Yikrivi yemei evel ovi. And then I will kill Yaakov. Came Paroi, and Paroi said, Shoita hoya Esav. Esav was also a fool. Did he not realize that by waiting till Yitzchok Avini is going to be nifter, Yaakov Avini will get married and he'll have children? So what's the help then to kill Yaakov? It's too late. He's already had children by then. Said Paroi, I won't repeat the mistake of Esav Arusha. As soon as the children are born, I will command kol haben hayiloid hayoyre tashlichi. All the children, all the baby boys should be thrown straight on birth into the sea. Tells us further the Medrash, came Homan Arusha and said, Paroi hoya shoita. Paroi was a fool. Did he not realize that just by merely killing all the boys and leaving all the girls, lo hoya deya shabunos nisois lanushim, that the girls are going to get married and they are going to have children and there will be a future for Klal Yisrael? Said Haman, what I'm going to do is lahashmid, laharoig, laabed, eskol hayidim. Says the Medrash further, will come the mizman for mechemes goigim mugoig. Goigim mugoim asidim loima. Shoitim hoyi horishoinim. All of them were shoitim. They were all fools. Kayin, with Esav, with Paroi, with Haman. That they thought Shema Akifim Eitza al Yisroel. They thought they could defeat Klal Yisroel. V'lo hoyoidim sheishlem pitram b'shamayim. Did they not realize that the Rabbeinu Shloilam is looking after them in Shemaim? It doesn't help to attack Klal Yisroel if the Rabbeinu Shloilam is looking after them. Said Goy Gemogoy, Ani Eina Oisekein. I'm not going to do what they did. I'm not going to attack Klal Yisroel first. Ele betchila ani mizdavig lepetroinam. First, I'm going to sort out their protector, Rabbeinu Shloilam. Va'achakach, and then afterwards, ani choyza al Yisroel. Then I'm going to sort out Klal Yisroel. Says the Medrash, this is what's written, Yisyatzvi malchei eretz v'roiznim yuchad al Hashem va'al Mashichoi. First al Hashem, and then afterwards on Mashichoi, Mashiach, and Klal Yisroel. Hat gefragt der Rebbe, this medrash is difficult to understand. What does it mean? Goy gemogay going to fight against Hashem? How can they fight against Hashem? Explained the Rebbe, this is what the Pusik carries on in Tehillim and says, Nanatko es mois roisemoi. When there'll be the Mechemes Goy Gemogoyig, is going to be a time of Shvere Nisyoinos. Klal Yisroel, Chas V'Shulam, because of all the Tzuras, will feel abandoned. They'll feel that the Kesher between the Rabbeinu Shloilam and them has somehow become severed. We are no longer under the protection of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. Explains the Rebbe, this is what the Medrash means. Then the time of Mechemes Goyig and Mugoyig, they are going to try and sever that bond which attaches us to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. And once Klal Yisroel feel the Rabbeinu Shloilam has abandoned us, then they'll be able to overcome us. But carries on the Pusik in Tfilim, in Tehillim, Yoshev b'shamayim yischok. The Rabbeinu Shloilam is going to laugh at this strategy of Goyig and Mugoyig. Hashem yilag lomoy. The Rabbeinu Shloilam is going to make letzunas of this stupid idea of theirs. Asapra elchoik Hashem oma elai beni ato. Asapra elchoik, says Rabbeinu Shloilam, by me this is a bechina of a choik. A choik is something which cannot be undone, it's forever. Just like a choik, you can't undo this. It applies in all situations. We don't understand the reason. So El Sapra El Choik is Hashem Uma Alai B'ni Ato. Klal Yisrael in every situation and in every matzav, says Rabbi Hashem about Klal Yisrael B'ni Ato, we are the Bunim L'Hashem Elokecha. This is the very first vort which the Rebbe said Lel Shmini Atzeres when he became Rebbe. And this is a vote which we can be machazik ourselves with now in the present situation, that we are looking around us, surrounded by so many enemies, surrounded by so much hatred, and we're worrying, what does the future hold? So we have to be machazik ourselves with this yisod, that this is what's going to happen when Mechemes Goyig and Mugoyig, that they're going to try and make us feel abandoned, that the bond linking the Rabbeinu Shloilam to Klal Yisroel Chas V'Shulam has been severed. But it's not true. Says Rabbeinu Shloilam, Al Sapra El Choik. This is a Choik, Azoivi a Choik B'li Tam, which stays in all situations. As Rabbeinu Shloilam says about Klal Yisroel, B'ni Ato. You are my children, you are my son, Bani Bechayri Yisrael. The Chodke Rebbe lived in Chodkov for 10 years, from 1904 till 1914. In 1914, the First World War broke out. A few weeks before the war broke out, it broke out suddenly on Tisha B'Av, the Rebbe traveled on the advice of his doctors to Germany. And the Hasidim accompanied the Rebbe on his journey from Chodkov until the border. And when he came to the border, which is a border where Russia, Germany and Austria all met, the Rebbe parted ways from his Hasidim. And standing there, saying bye-bye to his Hasidim, he suddenly lifted up his eyes to Shemayim, and he said something which was very astonishing at the time. And he said as follows, Austria says, Li ha'oretz, the world belongs to me. Russia also says, Li ha'oretz. Germany also says, Li ha'oretz. And I say, La Hashem ha'oretz imaloya. My father told me, not long before he was nifter, that he had a dream. And in his dream he saw a black cup. And then my father added on and he said, the day is going to start to become light again, but then it will suddenly become totally dark. It will be pitch black. And my Schwer told me that Vienna is a royal city and Vienna is a good place to say Kiddush. At the time, no one understood what the Rebbe meant. What did he mean by these hidden words? When a few weeks passed and the First World War broke out, then they all understood. The nations of the world were all saying, Li ha'oretz. And our avoda is to say, La Hashem ha'oretz imaloya. And the Rebbe was unable to go back to Chodkov, which was destroyed in the fighting, and he ended up living for the rest of his life in Vienna. This is what he meant when he said, that the Alter Tzaddikei Rebbe said that Vienna is a good place to say Kiddush. At the end of the First World War, one of the Chodkve Hasidim, who had connections with the government, found out that a ceasefire was being declared, was about to be signed. And he hurried to the Rebbe's home in Vienna to tell him, because he wanted to share with the Rebbe this gewaltige Besira Toiva, the happy news that the war was over and the fighting had stopped. So he hurried to the Rebbe to be the first one to tell the Rebbe this happy news. And when he told the Rebbe this news, the Rebbe's face didn't light up with a smile. He didn't show any signs of happiness. In fact, he said just the opposite. This he told the Rebbe, gewaltige news, this fighting has stopped, there's peace. And the Rebbe said to him, no, the fighting isn't stopping. There is no peace. We will not have peace until Moshiach comes. And unfortunately, only a short 20 years went by, 25 years went by, not even 25 years, 21 years went by, and in 1938, 1939, broke out the Second World War, the most terrible war of all wars. And then the Hasidim once again understood what the Rebbe had meant when he had said that his father had had a dream, and in his dream he saw that the day is going to start to become light again, and then it's going to come pitch black. In the years after the First World War, people thought the world is going back to normal. People who had been uprooted from their homes and kehillas which had been destroyed were starting to rebuild themselves. New shuls, new yeshivas were opening and things were settling down. But this unfortunately was just the prelude to this man when it became pitch black. The Rebbe wrote a letter in 1921, a letter which he publicized for Klal Yisrael, and he wrote the following words, Knesses Yisrael domsa la'onia soyara belev yom, Klal Yisrael is likened to a ship which finds itself in a stormy sea. Roigesh v'zoyef, a sea which has massive waves. And tochoig v'tania heina v'heina, and the ship is being tossed from side to side. And the occupants of the ship are groaning and crying out from the terrible waves which are battering them from all sides. There's water which is pouring in. Says the Rebbe, Lile tik voseini ho'achas, if not for our hope and our emina, that there is a captain who is guiding our ship, and our captain is Rabbeinu Shloilam, who is guiding the world. Mimchon shifto yashkiach al oni yoseini, and from Shemaim is looking down over our ship, making sure the ship doesn't break up and doesn't sink. If not for that, os hoya numas libeini v'hoyini kegeva ein oil. If not for that amina, which we know that the Rabbi Hashem is looking at us, protecting us, we would have just given up. We couldn't carry on. Because not only are we surrounded by enemies on all sides, writes Rebbe, we ourselves have become ill with a sickness from the long and difficult gulis, and we ourselves are lacking a achdus. We have become like a sick person who is unfortunately so ill that he no longer even is able to feel the suffering. He's no longer able to feel the pains because he's nebuch, so ill, he can't even feel it anymore. So carries on the Rebbe, we've come to a situation where nobody is even alert to worry about the condition of Klal Yisrael. Einish meikitz misoir al tigas bas ami. And although we are waiting for the Rabbeinu Shloilam, and we got him in the Rabbeinu Shloilam, we have to wake ourselves up and we have to do our part. So writes the Rebbe, an individual doesn't have the strength, doesn't have the ability. Our koyach is when we are together ba'achdus. If Klal Yisrael will come together ba'achdus, then we'll be able to mechazik each other. And then we'll be able to stay strong until we be zoicha to Mashiach b'mehirav yomeini. In Chodesh Elul Tufresh Peites 1929 took place the second Knesia Gedoyla of Agidas Yisrael, and the Rebbe was one of the main speakers. And on the day of the opening, he was asked to give one of the opening addresses. And he spoke about the great simcha that Klal Yisrael comes together with Ale Gedoyle Yisrael. And he said, this is a genuine simcha shel mitzvah when Gedoyle Yisrael with Klal Yisrael from all quarters are coming together ba'achdus. But then straight afterwards, although this was not strictly in the program, because the program of Agidus Yisrael was to see for the needs and the requirements of the Yidden there in Europe and what to do to help them. But this Si Gedoyla took place just 1 month after the terrible massacre which had taken place in Hebron, where Arabs had come and massacred the Bukhrim and the Yingalat with their families who were learning in the Hebron. And the Rebbe spoke about this. And he said that his every fiber in his body is trembling from the terrible things which just happened in Eretz Yisrael. And when the Rebbe started to speak about this, he broke down in tears. And when the Rebbe started to cry, the Gamsa Oilam, who was there, thousands of Yidden, all gave voice to their terrible anguish and also broke down in tears. After the Ksi Gedoyla was over, many of the writers who described the Ksi Gedoyla and the atmosphere pinpointed that this was one of the highlights of the Ksi Gedoyla. How the Rebbe had given voice to the terrible suffering which Yidden were going through in Gulis, and how in Eretz Yisrael and Paltan Shel Melech such a thing could happen. One of the Gedoylim who was there by that Knesia Gedoyle was the Gaon Reb Moshe Mordechai Epstein, Zeiches Tzadik Levrucha, who was one of the great Rosh Hashivas before the Second World War. And at the time, when he saw the Rebbe speaking, and how the Rebbe had given out his terrible, terrible pain, which was evident to everybody, said Reb Moshe Mordechai Epstein, and these were his words, Rabbi Cheskel Sana used to often say this over, that Reb Moshe Mordechai Epstein had said, now we need to be mespalel for the Ge'ila Shalema, because we already have a true Melech Yisrael. The Chotkiver Rebbe has shown that he is Rui of being a Melech Yisrael. We need to understand, what did he mean? Why? Because the Rebbe cried and showed how he was really being mishtatef in the tzar of those Yidden in Hebron. Did that mean that the Rebbe had shown that he was the one, he was Rui to be a Melech Yisrael? The Rambam in Hilchas Meluchim in Perek Gimel writes that the Torah is very makpid by a Melech, v'lo yuse levovoi, that he may not do things which should cause his heart to be taken away from Hashem and from the Torah. Why? Says the Rambam, sheliboi he lev kol kahal Yisrael. Because the heart of a king, his heart is the heart of Klal Yisrael. Lefichach dov ki akusuv betoyre yesa mishah ha'om. That's why the Torah is more makpid by a king than everybody else. V'lo yuse levovai. The simon of a melech is if he feels in his heart feels the heart of Klal Yisrael. The Rebbe was on this madrega, that he could feel the suffering of other Yidden. This was who he was. He felt connected to all of Klal Yisrael, and he felt inside him the pain and the anguish of other Yidden. There was a Yid called Reb Simcha, Reb Shuldik's Reb Toivia Horovitz. He was a Chushev Eruv before the Second World War. When he was a younger man, at the time of the First World War, he received his call-up papers to the army. Now, he wasn't a Chotkev Chusid. He didn't even know who the Rebbe was. And he happened to be in Vienna. And there in Vienna, he happened to bump into the Rebbe. Seeing the Rebbe there, he went over to him and asked him for a brucha. He'd received his call-up papers, asking a brucha that he should be spared from going into the army. And this Reb Toivia Horovitz would relate over with great hispalus, that although he'd never met the Rebbe before, the Rebbe didn't know who he was, the Rebbe didn't suffice merely just giving him a brucha. The Rebbe there and then sat down, he took out his Sefer Tehillim, and he said a few perukim with groise, groise kavuna. This Reb Toivia Horovitz used to say that he saw how the Rebbe gedavmete gewaldige kavuna. For somebody who had never met before, he didn't know even who he was. He didn't just suffice merely with a brucha. This is what it means when we say that a melech is liboy, his heart is the lev of Klal Yisrael. We are all aware now, unfortunately, of the terrible goings on and the suffering which has happened in Eretz Yisrael, and how many, so many Eden, where there should be those who are still in captivity, where there should be their immediate families, where there should be those who are wounded. The terrible suffering and the anguish and the mental torture, Nebuch, which these Eden are going through. We have to be mishtatef in the tzar of Klal Yisrael and to feel with a little bit what these Yidden are going through. When the Rebbe became Rebbe, he told one of the Groser Chassidim, Reb Nochum Yasser, his name was, that there are many madregas, what is written, to be able to be ruhi, to take a kvittel, to be able to give bruchas to other yidin, and that the bruchas should be fulfilled. There are many madregas which is required of a yid, but said the Rebbe, the minimum madrega, this is the aleph base, without this, it doesn't start, he can't even begin, is that a yid has to be'emes feel the suffering of a fellow Jew. A yid who feels the suffering and the pain of another yid, he can daven for him and his tefillahs will be answered. But if you're not yet on that madrega, if you don't genuinely feel the pain of other yidin, that shows that you haven't yet got what it requires to be able to be a Rebbe, to take vitlach and to bench other yidin. This is the aleph base. There's a famous story which is told over that at the time of the First World War, the authorities heard rumors that the Rebbe is helping Bochrim and Yingalat to get out of going into the army, of being conscripted, and they would go to the Rebbe and he would hide them, and they would sort of just vanish amongst all the Hasidim. They didn't know if it was true or not, so they sent a spy to investigate. How was this spy going to find out? They took somebody, unfortunately, a yid who unfortunately must have been a moiser as well, one of their people, and they told him to dress up as a frum yid and see what's going on. So this fellow, this spy, turned up one day in the Rebbe's Beis HaMedrash, dressed with a black hat and a black coat, and he told the Gabuim he needs to go into the Rebbe for a brucha. So the Gabuim let him in. This yid comes in, and when he comes into the Rebbe's room, he starts crying, and he says, Rebbe, I've got one son who was born after many, many years. I waited years for this child, and now he's received his papers, he's been called up to the army, and I'm worried he might be wounded or he might be killed. I beg you, Rebbe, please help me. Please tell me, how can I save him that he shouldn't have to go into the army? The Rebbe heard this man's story, saw how he was crying. The Rebbe said to him, could you repeat again what you just told me? He repeated it again. Rebbe, I've got one son. He was born after many years and he just received his call-out papers. And he says over the whole story again. And when he finished, the Rebbe said to him, could you tell me your story again? And he repeated it for a third time. The Gabuim who were in the room were very taken aback. Why is the Rebbe tormenting this Sebrochene Tatanebuch? Ask him to repeat the story again and again. And what did the Rebbe not understand? What's so difficult? And then they were even more taken aback when they heard the Rebbe's response. The Rebbe lifted up his voice and very uncharacteristically said to this man in a very sharp tone, don't you know there's a war going on? Dina de Malchis Adina, and we are obligated to listen to the laws of the country. If no one's going to fight, how are we ever going to win this war? Of course your son has to go into the army. And with that, he told the man to leave the Beis HaMedrash and go away. The Chassidim were totally taken aback, totally baffled, couldn't understand it. After a few weeks, the Rebbe received a letter from one of the government authorities thanking him for his loyalty. They had heard rumors that the Rebbe was aiding people to evade conscription. They didn't know if it was true, so they sent a spy to investigate. And they were grateful to hear that not only was it not true, but the Rebbe had shown how loyal he is to the country, and he told this man off. The Chassidim were sure it was only by Riach HaKodesh that the Rebbe had realized that this man was an imposter, that he was a spy. Said the Rebbe, no, it wasn't Riach HaKodesh at all. I'll tell you how I knew. Every time when a yid comes to me and he tells me of his sorrows and of his problems, it affects me. I feel his pain. I feel upset. And I am mishtatef in this yid tzar. But when this yid came to me, and he told me his story For some reason, it left me cold. I couldn't feel his pain at all. My first reaction was, perhaps I'm to blame. Something's happened to me. I've lost this ability to be able to feel the tsar of a fellow Jew. I didn't know what happened. I asked him to repeat the story. And when he repeated the story, I felt that this man wasn't genuinely sad. Although he was crying and he was weeping, tears streaming down his face, I felt it was a show. It wasn't genuine. And that's why I couldn't feel his pain, because he didn't have any pain. I wasn't sure. I wasn't 100% sure. So I asked him to repeat the story a third time. And when he repeated it a third time, it was like I had suspected. It's true, he was crying, but these were not genuine tears. It wasn't devorim hayotzim min halev. It was put on. And not only that, I noticed that each time he'd repeated the same identical words. Now, if it's devorim hayotzim min halev, it should come out different each time. But this was just merely a rehearsal, something which he had practiced to say. I didn't know what was going on, but I knew it wasn't what met the eye, and there was something very suspicious, which is why I told him what I told him. This is a gewaltige, gewaltige story, which is very important for us now. We hear, unfortunately at the moment, lots of stories of Yidden Nebuch, of Yidden who are suffering. And these are Yidden who are suffering genuine. They are genuinely suffering. We have to make sure that we are able to feel their pain. We have to be mishtatef in their tsar. And when we are mishtatef in their tsar, then we have got the ability to be able to daven for them and to daven to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that he should take us out of this gulus. As we mentioned, during the war, the Rebbe's chutzah in Chotkov was totally destroyed. The shiel remained, but his house, with all the other binyunim, were totally destroyed. And the Rebbe once, some years after the war, spoke about it, and he said a gewaltige insight as follows. The Gemara Megillah in Daf Lamed Aleph from Amud Beis tells us, Satiras Zakenim Binyan, that when Zakenim do a stira, they demolish something, this is in effect binyan. Stiras zkeinim binyan. When zkeinim decide to demolish something, it is because they want to build something else in its place. They're not vandals like sometimes you see young people like just to vandalize things, destroy things for no good reason. When a zkein destroys something, that's because he wants to rebuild in its place something better, something greater, something which is more important. Said the Rebbe, if this is true about Zakenim, Alachas Kama Vekama Stiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zicha Binyan. When we see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is doing something which in our eyes looks like a Masa Stira, it looks like the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is demolishing something. Avada, this is a Bechina of Binyan, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is doing the Hachuna. This is what is required in order to get us ready for the Yemois HaMashiach, to get us ready to greet Mashiach ben David. Said the Rebbe, it is this emina which is keeping us going in Gulas, that we know everything which befalls Klal Yisrael is a chalik of the Hachuna for the Yemois HaMashiach. Exactly 100 years ago, the Rebbe wrote a letter to help the Yidden who were living in Yemen. There were Yidden who were living in Yemen who were being terribly, terribly afflicted by the local Muslim population. And the Rebbe wrote a letter, Laman Acheini B'nei Yisrael B'nei Taimon, who they are living, being Goyim, Oritzim, Vachzurim. They are surrounded by strong and cruel people, and they are suffering terribly. Rebbe asked one should donate money to be able to take them out of Yemen and bring them to Eretz Yisrael. And the Rebbe finishes off his letter quoting a pusik in Sefer Yeshaya in Perik Yid Ches. There is a pusik there where the Novi Yeshaya calls Klal Yisrael a goy kav kav imeviso, and explains the Metzidus Dovid there, what does this term mean? Klal Yisrael is a goy kav kav. Kav is from Lushan, kavei el Hashem. As b'chol zman gulisom, throughout the gulis, hoya mekavei l'Hashem v'choyze imekave. Klal Yisrael is a goy kav kav. Kavei el Hashem, chazak v'yameis libecho v'kavei el Hashem. We are a nation who is constantly clinging to the Rabbi Shem with our emina. Imeviso, says the Metzidus Dovid, imki hoya nidras v'nirmas beragle kastim. Although we are downtrodden, although the goyim are treading on us and oppressing us, v'romsihi beragleim, they are treading on us with their feet. Despite all of this, Klal Yisrael remain a goy kav kav. We remain firm in our emina in the Rabbi Shem. Chazek v'yamis lebechel v'kavei el Hashem. Finishes off the Rebbe with his brucha and his tefillah for hokeil of harachmam. The Rabbi Shem, who is the of harachmam, yirachem am huamisim b'chol eis b'teluois. The Rabbi Shem should have rachmunas on Klal Yisrael, who are downtrodden with so much oppression. Goy kav kav mevisa, a Klal Yisrael who, despite being downtrodden, we are still remaining firm in our min and the Rabbein Shloilam. V'goleini b'mehera, v'yavieini letzion berina, omein ken yehi rutzoin.